having all your tech and jacket everywhere with it. I could have got my address in the pocket.
Very soon he's going to need it as well. He's just dressed up with the Welsh. His pronunciation of Welsh is as good as mine.
Can we have a bit of light on the audience, please? Oh, I'm going to just end up a bit more. Got the Black Wall Tunnel here. Fantastic. Right, thank you.
Thank you.
This is the death of Queen Jane.
Thank you.
sing
on the day the banquet poured. But poor Queen Chandela lay cold as any tower. But poor Queen Chandela lay cold as any tower.
Thank you.
song which comes from the man who played that Bride's March to a collector sometime between 1947 and 1952. A man called recorded it was a man called Patrick Sheldon Shaw. The bloke who sang, who played the tune was called John Stickle, and he also sang this song. It's called When I Was a Little Boy.
Myself a flock of sheep, and most of them were winners. Sometimes they brought me wool, sometimes they brought me feathers. They were as fine a flocks as anyone could possess. Every month of 6 weeks, they brought me 6 lamb apiece. My two of a lamb went, and I went over to
turned a roguish, played my colour in the show.
table, but the legs was hanging down. I jumped it over Kingston Hill and never touched the ground. My tall lad, he got a tore it all in.
Song this, because it's apart from anything else, it's a story of a total naval disaster. It was a battle that we didn't come anywhere near winning, and there's not many of those songs about. This one actually, there's apparently absolutely no trace of this anywhere. Apart from this song, it didn't happen. And it was a calamity. We went out with 500 and came back with 61. I think that counts as calamity. Absolutely wonderful tune. Hang on, just a minute. Okay.
Steve. one. They were roasted, broke, and killed in love. We sailed at our course, our way was made, now the boys are home. Sailed our course, our grand force came on. We sailed at our course, our way was made, our gold and silver for to gain. On board the boat and killed in
continents. All you can do was a thousand things.
Yeah.
20-minute break now. So, lights up. Then the lights. And see you in the book. Or in the bar, whatever.
About 20 minutes, thank you.
Fortune for to try, and these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn should die. For they planned, they sold, they harrowed him in, throw thorns upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn was dead. They left him lying for a very long time. Rain from heaven did fall, and little Sir John, though he raised up his head, soon he amazed them all. For they led him lying so long midsummer till he looked but paler than born. Then little Sir John growed a long, long beard, so he became a man. They cut him all down at the knee. They rolled him, they tied him around by the waist, served him barbarously. Oh, they hired men with sharp pitchforks, pierced him to the heart. By the loader he served him worse than that, he bound him to the cart. They rode him around and around the field came into a pond. And there they made a solemn vow of little John Barleycorn. For they hired him and the Crabtree stick, and they cut his skin from bone. Father Miller, he served him worse than that, he ground him between two stones. And all he was brandy in a glass. And little Sir John in the nut brown bowl put the stronger man at last. For the huntsman or hunt the fox as the lamb he plough his horn. And the tinker he can't and there's no pots without John Barleycorn.
Tim Hart and Maddy Pryor do back in 1960, Frozen to Death. And it came from a collection of a bloke called Fred Hamer. Met this military family in Bedford. A fellow called David Parrott. And sang this song. It's an English version of Mrs. McGrath, My Son John. But it struck me a long, it's a long time ago, that a lot of those songs from around about that time, Peninsular wartime, had either leapfrogged from a war beforehand, and or were ready to leapfrog to any war in the future, because that happened a lot too. And it just struck me this could do a bit of further leapfrogging. So, okay, get the tempo right, Mark. John was tall and slim, and he had a leg for every limb. Darwin's got no legs at all, but even a rent's with a cannonball, cannonball. Even a race with a cannonball. Now Jack the lad, he ran off to war, away bye-bye as he ran out the door. Said bye-bye John, when I see you again, you'll be back from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from the Taliban. You'll be back from Iraq and Afghanistan. I sat down each day on the shore for the space of 7 long years or more. Till I heard transport come across the sky, I shouted aloud, you clear the way, clear the way. I shouted aloud, will you clear the way? Shouted aloud to the captain, said, are you here with the living, are you back with the dead? Do you see anything of my son John? Is the boy living or is he gone? Is he gone? Is the poor boy living or is he gone? Then up come John, and he's got no legs, got carbon fiber blades instead. Smiled, she kissed him over and all. I bet you run quicker than you did before. You did before. Bet you run quicker than you did before. Upon the sea to shake your two legs down to the knee, down to the knee. But I shake your two legs down to the knee. Oh, I was not deaf and I was not blind, but I left my own two legs behind. But a thundering landmine jumped in the way, wore these legs right down to the knee, down to the knee. Wore these legs right down to the knee. I was slim, I had a leg for every limb. Then chicken hawks come knocking at the door. Cool Britannia called for war, she called for war. Cool Britannia called for war. Yes, cool Britannia called for war, with all those chicken hawks stood at the door. So customers like you, so corn, you better stay away from the harvest home, the harvest home. You better run a mile from the harvest home. With a cannonball, cannonball. He ran a race with a cannonball.
This is a version of The Deserter. From gypsy singer Wiggy Smith. Which has the last verse, which makes sense of the whole thing. people that have practiced.
I was once young and foolish, like many bats here. I am fond of my brandy, and I am fond of my beer. But if I had my own home and my sweet liberty, I'd go no more soldiering, neither by land nor by sea. Now the first time I deserted, and I thought myself free, I'll tell my cruel sweetheart, informed against me. I was quickly followed after, I was brought back with speed, laid in the king's guard room, heavy arms put on me. Court martial was very soon got, and the sentence passed on me was that I was to be shot. May the Lord have mercy on them for their sad cruelty. For now the king's duty lies heavy on thee. You take off those heavy irons and you let him go free. He will prove brave soldier for his queen and country. You take off those heavy irons and you let him go free. He will prove a brave soldier for his king and country. But if I had my own my sweet liberty, I would turn no more soldiering, neither by land nor by sea.
Thank you.
tells you was that Alistair had absolutely colossal range when he sang, and he really did. For those of you who haven't heard him, just extraordinary singer. He was, wasn't he? He had a huge range. The only person I ever met who had a range comparable was Mike Waterson. Called the Royal Oak.
As we were sailing along the salt sea, we hadn't sailed past 2 and 3, not before we saw all 10 sail of Turk, all men of war, full as big as we. Pull down your colours, you English dogs. Pull down your colours, do not refuse. Oh, pull down your colours, you English dogs, or else your precious life you'll lose. Our captain being a valiant man, and a well-bespoken young man who's he. Oh, it never shall be said we die like dogs, but we will fight them and flee. Go up your lofty cabin, boy, and the mainmast top so high, but a spread abroad to our noble fleet, we'll run the risk, all us will die. Six in the morning, and on to the setting of the sun, and at the rising of the very next morning, out of 10 ship we could not see but one. On 3 we sank, and 3 we burned, 3 we caused to run away, and 1 we brought into port the harbour, just a man who know we had won the day. And if anyone then should inquire, I want to know our captain's name. Captain Wealthfounder is our chief commander, and the Royal Oak is our ship by name. Thank you.
cocktail.
You want to join in on the chorus? Please do.
One fat old Trimby got talking to me, and he said I was foolish to follow the sea in the dark. Rumble is proud, and Liverpool gals, they have got us in tow. And says he, there's a job is waiting for you, with lashings of liquor and nothing to do. What do you say, lad, will you jump her too? It says, ah, you old rascal, I'm damned if I do and will come. Rumble is brown and Liverpool gals, they have got us in town. Of intention, they never goes far. After 32 days at the door of the bar, I tossed up me liquor. What do you think? Some dirty old rascal, he doctored me drunk and rude. Rumble is proud, and Liverpool gals, they have got us in town. And the next I remember, I woke in the morn at the skies of Yarra, down south Ramble. One suit of oilskins and two pairs of socks, and no 6 quid advance in the foot of the fox and will grow. Rumble is proud, and Liverpool gals, they are grass and tar. So come all you young fellows who follow the sea, keep a watch on your drink, but it's give you for free. Pay no attention to running or when your hat's on your head and you on the shore and we'll know. Rumble is proud and Liverpool gals, they have got us in town.
gone. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Any ideas? Who?
Don't describe the fairy. No offence.
Rather
than pay, wrap it around the rock and throw it.
We're going to finish it by Get Up. And I'm not introducing this widow since. But it's in 9/8 time. Normally 9/8 time is 3 sets of 3, see what I mean? And 3 sets of 3 is like a slip jig, but it's nothing like that. This is 3 sets of 2 and a 3. 3 2s are 6 and 3 is 9. 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 3. Yeah. That's the way to tap your feet. And it won't deviate from that. The margin is going to play an intro to it, a magnificent intro. No pressure.
Ends up in a 9. Starts off in 1. Hey, Judy, come on, dear little baby. Judy, come on, dear little baby. Judy, come on, dear little baby. With a hundred year old lady around. By God, I'm
shore, all your nights forevermore. Find a hill and go for shore, all your nights forevermore. The poor paddle gets to shimmy, the deputy gets off a paddle, you know, the blanket pile of seals has just rising up and down. Find a hill and go ashore, on that's forevermore. Find a hill and go ashore, on that's forevermore. Thank you.
very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
very much indeed.
See you in a couple of years.